And we're back.
We're back. 3 weeks.
About 3 weeks. My name is TJ Dovey.
And I am Zach Kenley.
And we do the Pop Podcast. And this is the Pop Podcast.
Welcome back.
Hello.
Hello.
Computers suck. That's the reason why we have been on delay here. Hopefully the computer keeps doing its job, which it looks like it's doing it right now, but knock on wood. Things have been known to happen here at the Pop Podcast.
Yeah, it's like it's a good computer. There's no reason it shouldn't work, but for some reason it doesn't sometimes.
It's too slow, but I have, it's like a 250 gigabyte computer with...
And you have like almost 100
gigs free. I have like 123
gigs free. So like, you can't tell me that us, like our, I think our biggest recording I checked, it's not even a gig. It's like 150 megabytes.
Well, I cleared some space and stuff since we got that Star Wars episode up on YouTube. So check that out under the Pop Pod YouTube page. Our Star Wars episode that was way overdue, but we finally got it up and everything like that, so I could take off that memory, which was like, I think, 10 gigs or something. So hopefully that's what was slowing it down. It looks like the computer's running really smoothly right now, so I'm going to keep saying that, and hopefully it still does. but, yeah, we're back. A lot of things to go over. Movie news, sports news, TV news, music, all that kind of good stuff.
A little bit of everything today.
Oh, yeah.
Well, a lot
and today's actually going to be something different. I don't have a script, so I just felt like, hey, you know what? Computer's going to do the same thing again. We're going to say fuck it, whatever, like that. But I don't have a script, so we're just going to go off topics of our top of our head. I have my iPad here with some movie news and stuff like that on there.
Yeah, I mean, there's plenty of stuff we miss from like Comic-Con. I've seen some movies. I actually went to the movies the past couple weeks. So yeah, we got plenty to talk about.
We're gonna try to make it a normal episode, like an hour and a half, maybe even a little bit shorter, because it is already 7:30, and Game of Thrones comes on at 9. So we'll do our little preview there too with the Game of Thrones coming up, and we're actually in episode 4 now. So
we got a little.
Let's start it off. Let's start it off and just throw it right into personal segment. TJ, you got anything on the personal side?
No, not really. I went golfing for the first time. I started off shaky, but a couple holes in, I
settled in.
A buddy of mine got me hooking up with a set of irons. So I was like, you know what? I'll take a couple of these out, see how I go. I took out a long iron. I took out his 4-iron because I have a hybrid. I usually hit it pretty well, but those long irons I usually can't do shit with.
I said, I love that hybrid you have, by the way.
Yeah, the hybrid's like one of my consistent clubs.
That was the one we went to. I think it was Robert Shaw or something like that. It was the golf course, and I eagled. My first eagle I ever had was on that. That was on that one that was up the hill. And I remember
that hole
right on the green.
It's like sometimes I hit the club well, sometimes I don't. But I was using my buddy's 4-iron, and dude, I was just fucking felt fantastic. So it's nice to get on the course, and we're going to go sometime soon. I plan on going. It's a fucking lane to the year with golfing, but I'm going to go as much as I can for the next couple weeks for sure.
That's going to transition into my personal news. I have two things. One, I just recently got a new job, and we were talking about this earlier.
Yes, you're talking about it.
Thank you. I accepted a job with Pepsi. I'm going to be a sales rep. Good, reliable company to be with. Interviewed, went really well. Actually, the next day they emailed me and saying that I got the job. I had to email them back and say if I wanted to accept it, stuff like that. I still got to get a drug test. But I actually got, before that, I got offered another job at Pace Industries, which is Aero Die Casting in Latrobe. Got offered that job last Wednesday. And I didn't think anything of the Pepsi job or whatever, because I figured, you know, everybody and their mom's going to be applying for that Pepsi job. So I told the person, I was like, yeah, I'm interested in the job and everything like that. They're like, okay, well, you got to schedule your drug test and you got to fill out your background check and all that stuff. So background check went through, took the drug test the next day, which was also the day of my Pepsi interview, and I didn't know if I should go or not or whatever, but I was like, you know what, just good experience and stuff like that. So I went, it was a good interview, felt good, felt confident, went, did my drug test, and then I, you know, went to work at the video store. And the next day, like around 11:30, I got an email from Pepsi saying congratulations. And it was weird because I asked them in the interview, I said, so what's the next step in the hiring process? They're like, well, there's going to be no interview after, you know, no second interview, no follow-up, nothing like that. We'll contact you in a week or so or whatever like that. Next day I got an email. So I was like, well, that was pretty quick. But luckily, because I ended up, you know, declining the Pace job so I could take the Pepsi job and it was more money. And it's more of what, you know, I went to school for pretty much. But no, I'm excited about it and everything like that, and it just happened all boom, 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 boom. But no, good thing I went to the interview though. But like, yeah. I, I don't want to say I didn't want the job, but like it was just like I had a job, so I was kind of comfortable. But I was like, you know what, you know, whatever. And I was just gonna wear like a polo and like just dress pants or whatever like that. Yeah. And I was like, you know what, go big or go home. So I wore a shirt and tie that Kels ironed out for me and pressed.
Yeah, like you say, it's a good experience.
So I was like, you know what, fuck it, I'm gonna do it right. I'll shirt and tie and everything like that. Luckily, I did because the kid before me had a whole suit on. He was like formal as fuck, yeah. So I was like, I'm kind of glad that I did that, but I'm just surprised that they picked me out of everybody, but I'm grateful that they did. So that's the good news for me, and I'll be having weekends off now, so I won't have to worry about any weekends. It's a Monday through Friday job. You know, it's awesome. So we'll have to go golfing on the weekend sometime.
Absolutely.
The other thing is more, it's more negative, and I'm going to start bashing a business here real quick. It's used to be a nice business, a good business to go to that I, you know, would give money to and stuff like that. But me and Kels, and we're not going to go there anymore. So, you know, down the road from where you work at Pizza Siena, there's a six-pack shop called Red Six Pack. Okay, so I get six packs there and stuff like that, or, you know, late night, or, you know, you run out of beer or something, you run down there and get it. Pretty reasonable price and stuff like that. So on Friday night, after all this, you know, things about the job and stuff, we decided to go out and celebrate. And it was Steeler night down at the stadium. And we went down there, and the lightning started and stuff like that. So we said, screw it, we're going to go back to the bar. So it was me, Kelsey, her friend Natalie, her boyfriend, and then Kayla and Will. So we went back to the bar, and we were having a good time drinking this and that, blah, blah, blah. Colin McChesney and his girlfriend came out a little bit later on. But then we left around, I don't know, 11:30, 12 o'clock, whatever. Or no, it was like around 11:30 because Reds closes at 12. So we leave, and we're going to Reds, and we were driving two cars. Will was driving the one, or Kayla was driving the one, and I was driving the other. We pull up in Reds, and she's always out usually in the picnic table or whatever like that. And there's David. No, she's on the picnic table or whatever like that, and we're there plenty of early, not right when they're closing up or anything like that. Me and Will get out of the car. And she, I just got your text message say when you want a pod. No, my iPad's wow. Really, I just booted it back up. But, no, we get out of the car and she goes, all right, I need to see everybody's ID right now. And me and Will were just like, okay, all right, well, let's get everybody's ID and this and that. And we're gathering everybody's ID, and I don't know if we were taking too long or whatever like that. And she just immediately, like within less than a minute, said, all right, no IDs, everybody get out, leave. Like, just flipped the switch off. And told us to fuck off, yeah. And I wasn't thinking, I was just, like, trying to be civil and stuff like that, but now I think about it and how she acted, I've just been like, well, fuck you, I'm going to take my business somewhere elsewhere, which we did. Yeah. But we were just kind of thrown back by it and whatever. And Will, and she was just, like, saying, everybody get leave, I'm going to call cops, blah, blah, blah. Just, like, just being a real bitch about it. And Will was like, well, fuck you, you cunt. He said that to her, and then she, like, just was all fucked up. Like, she was, like, drunk. So, like, it wasn't, like she was sober and like that. You could tell she was, like, fucked up. But then she's, like, she flipped Will off and goes, like that. Just, like, acting like a fucking immature kid. And, well, she was the one that, you know, the one that was being a bitch about it. So, we get in the car and we leave, and, it's like, we're packing up and stuff like that. And she goes over to this guy. I don't know if he was pulling in or whatever. But she was, like, trying to tell him to come after us. Yeah, like, I don't know if, like, she wanted him to fight us or, like, to, like, tail us. Or I don't know what the fuck was going on. And then Kelsey, who was pretty drunk at the time, she got out of the car. And I'm like, oh, fuck. I said, oh, please don't. Please don't do anything. She grabs her ID and she throws it right in Red's face and says, I'm 20 fucking 4 years old. I can, you know, like, you know, she's showing because she wanted to see everybody's ID, which we all were of age. There was nobody underage. It was perfectly legal. We had a couple drinks. We weren't drunk. You know what I mean? Like, the people that were drunk weren't driving. So it was pretty whatever.
Yeah.
So we all pack up. We leave. And we're like, fuck this, but whatever. Will ends up calling the cops on her. Just is for public drunkenness, and she's operating a business under the influence, so
true.
I don't know if they did anything or whatever. Went down the road to Tin Lizzy, bought 3 12 packs, came back here and partied the rest of the night. But we did take our business elsewhere, and we won't be going back to Reds because of that experience, and it was absolutely terrible. So,
yeah, some people were just fucking pieces.
Yeah, it's just like every other time that I went there, she was like nice to me, but like that time it was just, I don't know what the fuck was going on in her personal life or whatever, but that still doesn't give you the excuse to act like that to a paying customer, because We're not, yeah. You know, that. And
it's like, yeah, like, no matter how shitty, like we've both worked in retail long enough yeah. now, where it's like, no matter how much of a shitty day you're having, fucking be professional.
And that's like my dad. Like, I was talking to Kelso about my dad. I said, he would never do something like that. But, like, in the case, like, if somebody came in after hours, that's a different story. But still, you're still open. You know, you're yeah. operating under the hours that you have posted that you're, you know, going to stay open till. But, like, if somebody would come in, like, drunk or something like that, my dad would probably just, like, offer him a six-pack and say, leave. Like, even if it was after hours or whatever like that. But he wouldn't come up and say, I need to see your ID right now. Everybody, you know, like, just forcing it down your throat. But, yeah, that's the personal I got. The two.
Some people are always
fucking crazy.
The two
stories. So, yeah, fuck that. So, we're going to. Probably just go to Tin Lizzy from now on because, you know, whatever. A little bit more expensive, but hey, you're talking about better customer service. So
yeah. Plus, I mean, you could literally walk there if you had to.
So, do you have anything else to add?
No. I'm a boring dude who has gone to see some movies.
Okay, well,
so,
we'll talk about that. And the one thing I got to say is countdown has begun since it is August. We have 3 weeks left till our fantasy football draft.
Hell yeah.
It's going to be fun. So we're going to hopefully get some podcasting and all that stuff for that day as well.
Yeah, I'm sure that's going to be fun.
You're going to have fun. We're all going to have fun.
I'm not saying I'm not going to have fun. It's just I'm saying.
You just don't want to be the length of the draft. You want it to go. It's going to go smooth. We're going to be.
I'm sure it will go smooth. It's just like. Every year I bitch about the draft. And then the draft comes up, and I have fun. I don't complain about it. It's the same thing this year. I'm going to bitch about it until I get there. And then I'm going to have a couple drinks, and I'll be like, yeah.
A couple shots.
I'll probably get annoyed. But
probably get what?
Probably get annoyed.
But yeah, tell us some one of the movies you just saw.
The two or so weeks ago, I don't fucking remember now. I went and saw Dunkirk. Yep.
You saw it in IMAX.
I saw it in 70mm. Okay, that one was an IMAX. I saw that in 70mm out of the waterfront. And right off the bat, here's my recommendation for it. If you got time, go see it. But the thing about this movie is that it's going to be more enjoyable if you know some things going into it. Okay. So here are the things you need to know about this movie. The character development is non-existent. It's like these characters, like Christopher Nolan's big thing with this movie is that he's always said that he wanted to make it feel like you're experiencing this. And I think he did that. Yeah, I think he did a fine job of doing that. I think the way he did it, which I'm not sure if this is like how everyone feels, but I feel like the reason these characters were so bland and like, because it's not like your typical movie. Like, there's no backstory to these characters. We meet these characters. We deal with them in this situation. Yeah. And that's all we get. And I feel like he was trying to use them as like a blank canvas for us to portray our feelings on. And I can respect that. Like, some people might not enjoy that. I know, like, some people were like, there's no character development. Why would I enjoy this movie? That's understandable. That's why this is one of the few. This is one of the things you need to know before seeing this movie. If you need character development, this movie won't be for you. Another big thing that I'm very glad I knew about going into this movie was the fact that there are three different stories happening throughout the course of Dunkirk. Okay. It is the story of the soldiers on the beach. There are the stories of the fighter pilots in the air. And then it is the story of the civilians coming from England to Dunkirk to try and rescue these troops. And these three stories are all going on simultaneously. And throughout the course of the movie, the stories will start to overlap. And you'll see the same thing from a different perspective. Okay. Like, for instance, I think there's one situation. Like, first you're with the fighter jets. And there's a dogfight going on. And one of the British soldiers gets shot down. And then some things happen. And then you move on. For the movie, and then a little bit later, you're down on the boat, they're doing some things, and they see that plane crash into the water. And it took me a while, like even knowing that that's what happened, like the different stories took place at the same times, it still took me a while to grasp the concept that I was seeing the same thing I'd already seen from a different perspective. For some people, I totally get why that throws you off, like especially if you don't know what's happening. If you don't know that's coming, I get what that being put off. So it's easier to know that's coming and just prepare for it. And there is like some jumping back and forth between some time.
Okay.
Like it's not a coherent story in chronological
order.
It's
not like part A, B, C. It's not, it's
yeah.
Jump back
yeah.
And
it's
forth.
Like part A, part D, back part C, part F. Yeah. It goes back and forth because there are some scenes that you start in the day, then the very next moment you're at night, and back and forth. So it's a bit jarring. It's a bit hard to keep track. But if you can stay patient with it, you can enjoy it. And those are the few things, but like everything else about the movie,
yeah,
brilliant.
I know it's beautifully shot.
The movie looks amazing. The sound design is chilling. The fucking score of Hans Zimmer once again knocks out the fucking
does
part.
A great job.
And the one thing that really surprised me, who I thought was a standout actor in this movie, Harry Styles.
Really?
No bullshit. I loved Harry Styles in this movie.
I heard Mark Rylance is really good in it too.
Mark Rylance had like. He probably had the most dialogue.
That's yeah,
by like a lot.
He was what?
That's another thing. Yeah, he's one of the civilians. Yeah, he's a civilian who owns the boat, and the English put out a call to all the. I guess the general story for Dunkirk, for anyone that doesn't know, is that the British soldiers, about 400,000 men, were in the city of Dunkirk, and they got pushed back to the beach by the Germans. And them and the French were trying to hold the Germans off, and they were trying to get off the island or get off the beach. But every time they attempt to get off the beach, German fighter pilots would more or less shoot down their ship. And it's like it's an insane story. Like once I've like figured out like what the actual story was, it's a pretty miraculous thing because there were 400,000 men on the beach, and Winston Churchill's ideal, like best case scenario. Was getting 36,000 home. And, I mean, this isn't a spoiler. It's history. And you can easily look this up. They got home almost like 350,000 people. So, you know, it's an absolutely fucking insane story.
The only thing why it wasn't really told that much was because it had nothing to do with USA.
Yeah, this is before the U.S. was even into the war. So this is why a lot of people...
World War II.
Yeah. Yeah, so this is why a lot of Americans don't know the story because... This really,
because it wasn't not U.S. history.
This is 100% not U.S. history. This is strictly British. And once you find out like the parameters of it, like Dunkirk is in France where they were fighting. Fucking 26 miles. That's all it was from Dunkirk, the beach of Dunkirk to
England.
That's
like Pittsburgh.
Yeah, 26 miles. And that's crazy. They were only 26 miles from home. Because in the trailer, there's that one line. It's like, you can almost see it from here. It's like, what?
Yeah.
Home. It's like, well, all right, you're getting a little too metaphorical, but he was being almost kind of literal.
Pretty damn close.
But yeah, it's like if you have time and you can deal with those few things with Dunkirk, absolutely go see. I mean, it's beautifully shot. The sound's amazing. It's a heart-pounding movie. Like, I'm on the edge of my seat the entire time. This movie is really uncomfortable in the fact that there's a lot of scary things going on around you, and all those scary things are really loud. And it's hard for your heart to not just pump out of your chest. It's like the worst thrill ride ever. But it was phenomenal. I want to see it again, and I definitely think that you should at least give it a chance.
I want to go see it. I really do. I don't know if I'll have time to. If anything, I'll probably buy it or rent it when it comes out in 4K.
Yeah. It's actually fun fact. It's playing that Latrobe Family Cinemas. Yeah, it's playing there now. It's like I think they have like four shows for it. Yeah, they just added up there sometime this week.
What's also there with it?
I think the movie.
No. but yeah, so you saw Dunkirk, and then there was one you recently just saw.
Yes, I also saw Atomic Blonde. That was like, what is it? Today's Sunday. I think I saw that Thursday or Friday. Disappointing, man.
I told you to check out Jeremy John's review on them.
See, I'm glad I didn't.
Yeah, that's what turned me off on it. I was just like...
Because I just, like, looking at Jeremy John's, like, just looking at the picture of his video, I was like, oh, he didn't like it. I can already tell he didn't like it, so I avoided it, which actually made me feel better, because I feel more validated in my opinions, because literally everything he said is how I felt about it. Atomic Blonde, it's a rental of the day. This is not a movie you need to spend money on.
It's a spy movie, though, right?
It's a movie you've seen a million times. Charlize Theron was kick-ass, and she was awesome. It was a great performance. James McAvoy was fucking phenomenal. I love McAvoy and everything he does. I fucking loved him in this movie. I thought it was just, like, right up his alley. Especially if you've ever seen the movie Filth, this movie was right up his fucking alley with that movie. John Goodman and Toby Jones, good supporting cast. It was fun. The way they used, like, the music was awesome. The fighting was awesome. There's a lot of great things about it. But there was a lot of things that weren't great about it. I mean, it really is just a recycled spy story that you've seen a million times. There's a double agent. This double agent knows the names of other agents. If you don't find the double agent, a lot of agents are going to die. That's Safe House.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, just in the past 6 years, another movie with the exact same plot has already come out with that. It was like there were enjoyable parts. Like, my favorite part, like, in the trailer, the long cut in the hallway stair fight scene, add another 6 minutes to that, it keeps going in the movie. It's like probably like 7 or 8 minutes of one seamless one take. Well, obviously not one take, but, you know, like the long cut. And it was fucking phenomenal. But, like, that was, like, the only thing that really, like, that was the only thing that really stood out. Like, there was good performances, decent enough action, but the movie, for lack of a better term,
average,
was pretty fucking boring. It was really average. Really, really average. But it was boring. It tried to be, like, especially, like, the ending. They tried to be way too clever. Way too fucking clever. Like, they were, like, there were at least three parts, I could tell, that the movie could have ended. Mm-hmm. Like, this happened. Okay, credits. Oh, no, 10 more minutes? All right, here, this happened, ended, credits. Oh, another 5 more minutes? And it was just like, what are you doing? It's like you're
just,
like,
dragging it out and just making.
Yeah, it's like you're trying
making
to be
more
smarter
of what the movie actually was set to be.
Yeah, like, you're trying to make it. Like, I feel like they were like, okay, we've done this. People have done this plot a million times. We need to do something different. Do this. Someone's already done this. Okay,
take a spin on this.
It just keeps going. And it's like, no. It was like none of it worked. Like, none of the endings I thought were good enough. Which is, like, super disappointing because I really wanted this movie to be great.
I mean, it looked good from what the trailers had, but, like...
Yeah, and like I said, it's a movie, like I said, it's worth watching.
That's another movie I'm probably going to go rent, like you said, rental of the day.
That's a rental of the day. It's like, don't waste your money to go see that in theaters. Pick that up, like, when it comes to Netflix or, like, Amazon or something, or come down to Family Video or something like that. Just don't spend your money on that in theaters. That movie does not... No.
A couple things to comment on. A couple trailers. First off, Dark Tower, it won. It didn't win. It topped the box office. It beat Dunkirk in a slow box office.
Yeah, this week was not great.
I heard it wasn't that good.
The reviews are awful right now.
30-minute movie.
Yeah, which surprised the shit out of me.
I don't know. But they said it's the only one that they're going to make. They're not going to make. They should have made it, like, into a series.
Well... obviously, like, the way the movies go with, like, it having really bad reviews and probably not making a lot of money, they're not going to do sequels anyways. But, yeah, I don't understand how they could take a 7-book series and only intend on making one movie out of it. Especially if this movie was, like, 3 hours long, maybe, which is what I heard this movie was originally supposed to be really long.
Apparently gave it a good review, which I don't know where that might have got lost in translation, but...
Yeah, even, I mean, Stephen King, when it comes to, like, his books being made into movies, have a lot of mixed opinions. Like, he hates The Shining.
Exactly.
Which, I mean, is one of everyone's favorite adaptations of his books. Even though it verges very differently from the book.
So I'm going to go into transition. One, I'm going to say something real quick, and then I'm going to go into another movie that's a trailer that they released a bunch of them for. The director of It, the new one that's coming out, I forget what his last name is. It's like a Mush, M-U-S, it's something. It's a,
I can't remember his name. I still think it's Cary Fukunaga, but I know it's not him. He wrote it, though.
I don't want to butcher it, but he wants to direct a Pet Sematary remake, which, depending on how it's going to be, it might be a good idea. Now... Going into It, it looks to be fantastic. It's going to be a 2.5-hour movie, and it's going to be chilling.
I have a lot of faith in that movie.
I do, too, and I cannot wait to
Which, like, scares me. I don't want to be too hopeful for it. But at the same time, I have a lot of faith.
That's a movie I'm going to see
movie.
Day one.
I mean, that comes out in like
September.
A month. September
8th. It's going to be a couple days after my birthday. So I'm very excited for It. Very, 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 just you know, I don't know what the word I'm trying to say. He's excited, but like just pumped for it, I guess. But
yeah. And what we're talking about is my one quarrel with it, which we've talked about a thousand fucking times. Where's his fucking stutter, yeah. man? Bill is supposed to have a stutter, and that's a pretty major plot point. And if it wasn't just him talking in the trailers, fine. But like, it's literally only been Bill like narrating these trailers, and there hasn't been like a hint of stuttering. Maybe they edited out the stutter because it's a trailer, so they want people to actually be able to understand it. But at the same time, it's like I can't be the only one feeling that way. Like, I can't be the only one that's upset that Bill doesn't have a stud. Like, I feel like that's like too important of a plot point to just leave out.
I just want to go see this movie, be blown away from it, and at the end just want more. And the second part come out with, you know, them as adults.
Did you see? I think it was at Comic-Con or something. But someone asked them who the kids wanted to play them in the adult version. I really like their fucking
who'd they say?
I can't remember exactly who it was. I remember Jake Gyllenhaal was mentioned. Michael B. Jordan was mentioned. Oh, who the fuck else? I can't remember. I'd have to look it up.
I'll have to look that up.
But it was like
pretty interesting.
I remember like their cast. I was like, fuck yeah, get that cast. And literally every single one of those kids mentioned, I want them to play that.
Awesome. Trying to think, just some Comic-Con news we'll probably hit more on.
There's a fuck ton of Comic-Con.
As we go with, you know, later episodes and stuff like that. Like we said, we're going to be cutting short on time because with Game of Thrones. Detroit, apparently, it just came out. Apparently, it's really fucking good.
Yeah, Detroit is getting pretty good reviews, but it's also getting some backlash, too.
What you're going to get with a movie like that.
Yeah, I understand the backlash because the one article I keep seeing all over social media is that a white person shouldn't have directed and wrote this movie, which, I mean, like, I get what you're saying. Like, I get the point you're trying to make. Yeah, it's like they seem to, like, I haven't seen the movie yet myself, but everyone's singing praises of it. And just because you don't think they are the ones to tell the story, they apparently told the story convincingly enough where the people involved in the movie, like, obviously there are black actors in this movie for clear reasons, and I don't think if they felt like this movie was being portrayed in any negative light that they would be involved with it. Especially John Boyega, who's been very outspoken about this movie and about how it was a hard movie to make, but it was the right movie to make, and they made it right, they think.
That's one movie I definitely want to check out.
Yeah, Detroit's, because it was Catherine Bigelow.
Did Hurt Locker.
Was
it Hurt Locker? Hurt Locker Zero.
Yeah,
Zero,
she did Hurt Locker. Yes. Yeah, because that's James Cameron's ex-wife.
That's right.
I remember that. Yes. But yeah, I have a lot. That movie looks great. The one thing I got from Jeremy Johns is like the misconception that it's about the riots. It's really not. It's about one instance in the riot. Apparently, the riots play almost no part in it.
With the hotel, right?
Yes, yeah, so I can't remember the name of the hotel. But it was an incident that happened at a hotel during the time of the riots. But yeah, it's like the movie looks intense. It looks like the kind of movie that's going to like make me like grind my teeth probably. But I'm excited to see it. I definitely do want to see that movie.
On there. Any more movie news before we hop into our main topic pretty much?
What is our main topic?
Game of Thrones.
That's a good point. Yeah, you're right. Speaking of that, we have an hour. Okay, cool. No, I think we can get. I mean,
we'll talk on more stuff.
Yeah, no, we'll touch on some of the Comic-Con shit we missed, and we'll talk about them more in depth next week. Obviously, with Comic-Con like 2 weeks ago, we had the new Thor trailer. We got a new Justice League trailer, but Pacific Rim, the recruiting teaser, new Stranger Things trailer. What the fuck else did we get? The leak of Infinity Wars trailer, which still isn't official yet. Rick and Morty season 3 is back. Fucking season. That's tonight too.
Pickle Rick episode.
Pickle Rick.
But I like we'll just hop into TV news and we'll start with Rick and Morty and then we'll go.
Yeah.
But I loved how they did the spoof of the Mad Max.
That was fucking fantastic.
All that stuff, you know.
The thunder of the blood dome. It's like the thunder dome.
Yeah, no, I'm very excited. Rick and Morty's back. But yeah, Pickle Rick episodes tonight. Apparently there's an episode, I don't know, it's like in the middle of it or what, it's apparently really bad with bestiality. So I was just watching a little shit when they were talking on Comic-Con that they could give out and stuff. And they got the Szechuan sauce back. Did you see that?
I saw that,
someone
yeah.
actually is selling it on eBay.
Probably for an absurd
64
amount.
Ounces of Szechuan sauce, and it's going on eBay right now. It's like 55 bids or whatever. It's up to $1,300.
That's not nearly as bad as I thought it was going to be.
But it's climbing.
I imagine like thousands of dollars.
But it's climbing.
Thousands
so,
of thousands
but
of dollars.
But they just
people
need to
are
bring
fucking
it back,
idiots.
So, for yeah. Rick and Morty purposes. But we'll, you know, give a Pickle Rick episode tonight, next week. Game of Thrones, the big topic, and it is getting better and better at each episode. And every episode, I feel like you're just like, okay, shit's just going to start happening.
It has to. We're almost done with the season.
It just like leaves us with like these little cliffhangers at each episode. And you're like, okay, next episode's going to be where it's just all out, you know, not bullshit, but all out warfare and stuff. And I think they're going to keep doing that until the last episode. And I think what's going to happen in the last episode are the walkers are going to come and they're going to take down that fucking wall.
I need something to happen. Because I'm not saying there's been a lot of great moments in this season, but this season as a whole, kind of disappointed in so far.
I think
it's starting out exactly like season six was. There's a few good moments, but not a whole lot happened. And then the last couple episodes,
see,
fucking
I,
shit got
I
real.
I think why I mean, it's not the greatest season, but it's still, every episode's not boring to me. Like, it just,
yeah, because there's a lot
I think
of shit
it's
happening.
It's the anticipation, because it's just like, okay, you know what's going to happen. You know this war is just starting and stuff like that. And you're just like, you know, ready for whatever's coming at you. And it's just that anticipation each week. And you're just like,
yeah,
when's it going to happen? But we'll just cap on a couple episodes here. We've only been the first three. Episode four is tonight. So the first episode of the season was called Dragonstone, for obvious reasons. The episode, I believe, started out with a big jaw-dropping moment, and I fucking loved it. It was a cold open.
That was the greatest thing. That's easily top three favorite moments.
Cold open, where Walter Frey is addressing his soldiers, and it was right after the night that they had another big dinner before. So I don't know if they had any suspicion or whatever. Like, what? Why? You know, back to back dinner.
Yeah, it's like, why is old Walter calling everyone together for a second feast in a fortnight?
He brings them all back, and you know, starts going into detail about, you know, this and that, and it starts getting more and more twist turning, and it starts about, you know, murdering a family and a pregnant mother and, you know, his mother and all this stuff.
Yep, and then everyone just kind of kills over
and
dead.
Like, we'll have a toast
glorious.
To it, and you're like, oh, nope, something's in that drink.
It's
and
amazing.
They all take the drink, and Walter Frey says, what does he say to his wife or something like that?
Not for you. I won't waste good wine
yeah.
on a woman.
And so, you know, this and whatever, and then they all drop dead. And next thing you know, face comes off. It's Arya.
That's my girl. That's my baby girl out there.
She looks over
and
says, what? Tell them the North remembers.
Yeah, when people ask you what happened here, tell them the North remembers. Tell them winter came for House Frey.
And boom.
That's such a
badass way to go into the season.
Dude, I've started rewatching Game of Thrones from the beginning.
That's awesome.
And I'm like season two, episode like six or seven right now. Dude, it is so strange to see these characters now than back then. Because, like, Arya is, like, still just, like, she's still, like, she literally just got captured by the Lannisters at Harrenhal. And she's right now, like, running around running errands for Tywin Lannister, which I completely forgot that ever happened. And now she's a fucking, she's a savage. Like, she's a goddamn savage. I fucking love her to death. People always bitch on Arya. She's my favorite arc in the storyline right now. She's the only character I truly
one
care about right
now. I have no interest. I don't want to say I don't have any interest in, but like, it's the boring one for me. Is Bronn, only because when I understand what's coming with him, but like, it just, they just seem like they're just dragging out. And like, when he's on screen, it's just like, okay, you can see into the future, the past, all this kind of stuff. We get that. Just do it.
Oh, you mean Bran?
I'm sorry, not Bronn.
You said
Bronn.
I got really confused.
Yeah, no, I meant
Which I wish Bronn would like do more shit. He was randomly in the last episode, just, but like, whatever. At least he's still there. That's good enough, I guess.
But
what the fuck else even happened in episode
Daenerys
one?
Daenerys came home. She crossed.
Yeah,
the,
she. Dany got home. She said two words.
And yeah, came home and let's begin.
Shall we begin?
What else happened?
I can't remember. I already can't remember episode one.
Jon Snow secures the North. after killing Ramsey. Oh, at the Citadel, Samwell is starting to study.
Oh, that's right, yeah. That's actually starting to get somewhat interesting.
What's his name?
Jorah.
Yeah.
Which was awesome. I'm very happy he lived. That made me happy.
So he's gonna play a part. You know.
I hope he sees Danny soon. He's gonna be so happy to see Danny. That makes me happy.
Thanks to Samwell. King's Landing. Jaime and Cersei are like getting real tense.
Yeah, they're not looking great right now.
And then
that brother sister love is gonna fall away.
And then Euron. He's coming in. He wants to.
Dude, Euron's a piece of shit human being, but he's fucking awesome on camera. He looks cool.
He wants to get to Cersei so he can be king. What else is coming? Is that?
That's episode one.
So that's pretty much what was going on.
Because he comes to King's Landing and talk to Cersei, try and get her to marry him, and then he's like, you know what? You're right. I need to bring a gift. I won't return until I have that gift.
So into episode two then. Oh, by the way, in season 7, episode 1, Ed Sheeran had his little cameo there. Yeah. He's playing his guitar.
That was stupid and pointless.
But I wish
he would have
killed
them. So much.
I think that would have been more.
That was what I was hoping for. The next episode came on, and like he wasn't there. It was like, oh. He was literally on camera for 2 minutes, and he sang. The songs he's saying is actually important. Because it's in the books. It's called Hands of Gold or something like that. But I'm really fucking annoyed that like he was in it for 2 seconds for no reason. I really wanted Arya to kill.
Yeah,
that would have made me feel better.
I wanted that too. I thought that would just been like, you know, killing the Lannisters.
Yeah, it's like, fuck yeah. If I'm going to guest star on Game of Thrones, fucking kill
exactly.
Me.
Yeah,
it'd be cool.
Me, like everybody else. so what else was going on in episode two?
What was the name of that episode?
Oh,
I'm trying to remember. Stormborn. What the hell happened?
Nothing, pretty much. It was just kind of a slow thing, except for the end. The end started picking up really bad.
Oh, sorry, yeah, the end.
But let's see, Grey Worm and Melisandre.
That was a nice moment.
Yeah,
they did some stuff,
on, but not really. But you know, with their mouths,
some of that mouth stuff.
Nothing down there to please with. So might as well.
Yeah, I was. While we're talking about that scene. I was really curious as to where that scene was going.
Exactly.
I did not, like, I was like, first of all, are they going to show us? Are they not going to show us? Do I really want to see? I don't know. I'm confused. All these feelings. And I'm like, all right, that was okay.
Yeah,
that was good. We
didn't
need too much.
That's how they should have did it. I'm sorry, not Melisandre. It was Missandei. Melisandre sent or arrives and encourages to invite Jon Snow to Daenerys to come down so they could, you know, do their little exchange and all that stuff. What else happened? Oh, Arya meets with Hot Pie, and he tells her that Jon Snow's the king of the North.
The Boltons lost Winterfell, and that Jon Snow is king.
Then you see
the
gears start turning in Arya, and...
And then
she's
Arya decides to go home instead of kill with me, and that makes me so happy. I can't wait for her to get home.
So then after receiving Samwell's letter, Jon leaves for Dragonstone and hopes to get Daenerys' support for the White Walkers, because also there's that mountain there that he can mine Dragonstone.
Yeah, all the Dragonglass.
I'm sorry. At Dragonstone. The moment between Jon and Littlefinger. When they were down in the crypts.
Oh, that was nice.
And
that
he was talking about Sansa and loving her like he loved his mother, you know.
And then Jon choked him out. Not the first time Littlefinger got choked out by a Stark. That's another thing I learned while rewatching. It was like, dude, it was like four episodes in the show. And Ned choked him out.
Oh, God.
Littlefinger's worse. He's another person that just
he's
going to
die. I think.
Not this season.
Well, he's going to die sometime soon.
I hope so, but I don't think so. That little bastard's going to somehow wiggle his way out. Fucking like the worm.
Samwell started the treatment with Jorah, which
was
disgusting. I was just going to say that transition from...
That was one of the best edits of all time.
It just seems like it gets more and more disgusting because they had the first episode was with the shit. Remember the shit and then the soup or whatever it was? And then with season two, or episode two was with the cutting off and the pus coming up.
Yeah, the grayscale. That was genius.
And then the
so.
Big moment at the end, Euron's fleet attacks Yara's.
Fucks up the
and what's her name? Abara and Nymir is killed. Where Alyandra and It's T-Y-E-N-E, and Yara are all captured. And Theon, being a little bitch.
Dude.
Jump ship.
Man. Even like once again, like I said, I'm rewatching Game of Thrones again, and I literally just watched the episode where he took over Winterfell from Bran. That cockless prick, man.
Right?
Fuck yeah. Theon. It's like at this point now, I want him to go almost as bad as I want Cersei to go. He does everything to try and benefit himself, but then he's too much of a bitch to follow through with it. It's like, you fucking prick. Just make up your mind. Either like be a good dude. Either like help your friends who like raised you. And, like, stay in the back and, like, don't try too hard. Or, like, be fucking evil, maniacal, and be powerful like you want to be.
And then in episode 3, they see him picking him up off the fucking... And,
yeah.
What was the fucking quote? It was something, too, they're talking about. The guy said something to... fuck, what did he say to Theon? He said something or whatever. He tried to, like...
No, Theon was like... He was talking about what happened to, like, his sister and everything. And he was talking about, like, I tried to save her.
Or something like that.
He's like, if you tried, you wouldn't
exactly.
Be
that's
here.
What it was, yeah.
And that's it's simple. And he made a move at his uncle would have fucking
come
down.
He came down on that ship with that fucking axe and just went ham on everybody.
Dude, that was sick.
Awesome.
Dude, that's what, like, I say. Like, Euron's a piece of shit human being, but he's fucking awesome to watch.
I'll show you something that I you might have saw on Twitter or whatever, but, episode 3 was the Queen's Justice, and then we have our big, big meeting and reveal when Jon meets Daenerys for the first time.
Yeah, Jon and Dany meet each other for the
at
first
Dragonstone.
Time. Did
not
no, go so not well.
At all.
Did not go well for Jon at all.
He asked, you know, her help to fight the Army of the Dead after advice from Tyrion. Daenerys grants him access to Dragonglass on the island, and then Melisandre leaves for Volantis?
She's going back across the Narrow Sea.
And then Bran arrives at Winterfell.
Which was like a happy moment, but then I realized, I had this conversation with someone at work yesterday. I had this conversation with David downstairs earlier today. Bran so quickly became like this emotionless thing.
He's a three-eyed raven.
But he wasn't like that, though. He met... Uncle Benjen saved him after Hodor died. They talked. He made it to the wall. As soon as he made it to the wall, he became this emotionless thing.
And that was it.
I get that. I get that he would eventually become emotionless, but to have that happen so fast.
There was no.
It was nothing at all. It was Uncle Benjen, what's going on? Blah, blah, blah. What's this? What's that? So, like, the very next time we see him. I am the three-eyed raven. I see everything that has happened and will happen. It's like, fucking dude, slow your roll, man.
Hold on.
But him retelling the story of Sansa getting raped by Ramsay to Sansa. It's like, dude, that's your sister, man.
Exactly.
Fucking relax. I think she'll believe you if you just convince her. He needs to see John real quick. I need that conversation
and then
to happen.
Back at King's Landing, Euron returns with the Sand Snakes, the two that were left.
That was
and,
brutal.
Yara, and oh god, Cersei. She gives the same poison to what's her name's daughter. The head snake. I forget what her name is. It says in here Eleonora or. But
something I can't pronounce.
She gives the same poison, and it says.
Dude, it's like that.
I love that moment though.
It was like.
Oh god, you know.
That was a cool moment, but like that's some heavy shit. Cuz I was like I've been reading all these things online cuz they come back to this one scene earlier after Marcella had died. It's like I can't imagine her body rotting away in the tombs. So like she literally instills her worst fears on this girl that killed her daughter. It's like
she's like, keep the torches lit. I don't want them to go out.
Change the torches every few hours. So I don't want them to miss a thing. It's like, that's the most Cersei thing Cersei's ever done. And Cersei is fucking Cersei. That's some diabolical shit.
And then
shit.
In Old Town, a Hill Jorah leaves to find Daenerys.
That makes me so happy.
And then what's his name? The head maester decides to forgive Samwell.
Professor Slughorn.
Yeah. Grey Worm and the Unsullied attack Castity Rock. Which is kind of cool.
That was a cool scene.
That was pretty cool. Because then, you had Tyrion. He's like, you know, dad made me make the sewers and stuff like that.
So yeah, because making the sewers was below him. And who's the best thing for that?
Small, yeah, exactly. And then it said it's revealed that Jaime took most of the Lannister forces to Highgarden to attack Highgarden.
Yeah, that was a kick in the teeth. That was unexpected.
While Euron fleet came and destroyed the Unsullied ships. Jaime and the rest of the Lannister forces easily invade Highgarden. He gives Lyanna the poison, a quick and painless death after drinking. And this is the badass moment where she comes out and she confesses that she killed Joffrey.
Queen, bitch.
And
queen.
Demands he tell Cersei. And
dude, that
was a great way to end the episode.
That shit made me so happy. Because it's like, I haven't made it so far into the books that I've met Olenna Tyrell's character yet. So I don't know if she's that savage in the books. But I love the fact that they turn her into, like, the ultimate diva. Like, fuck you, I'll do what I want person.
It was
in the
a good send off, too, for her.
It was such a, like, it sucks that she died. Yeah, it sucks that she died, but they could not have sent her off any better way.
To think that they blamed it all on Tyrion.
Yeah. Like, that's, like, the most OG shit ever. It's like, oh, you know what? I'm going to thank you for this quick and painless death. By the way, you know your boy?
I killed him.
It's like, God damn. Queen, yes.
So, let's get...
I'm excited. Tonight's going to be good. I have a feeling tonight's going to be good.
Spoils of War.
Spoils of War, yes.
Let me try to... Do you know what the synopsis is about?
Yes. Danny, I believe it's very quick and short. I believe it says, Daenerys fights back. Someone does something. Here, I'm pulling
that's
up
what
here
I'm trying
in a second.
To do right now too, so whoever pulls it up first.
It's a race. Daenerys fights back. Jaime faces an unexpected situation. Arya comes home.
Arya. I just pulled it up on Google and it says, try not to read these Game of Thrones episode 4 script leaks if you can help it. Well, guess what? Nope.
Yeah. That's another thing. Like, they're like, I don't know how, like, HBO got hacked, like, hardcore. Like, there's unreleased info, or there's released info on unreleased episodes.
I'm
and
not
it's like,
it.
Like, the internet, like, the internet can go, this is the one time the internet can go
I'll
fuck
tell you,
I want
I'll tell you what
to
happened to me. I think it was season 5. I think that's why I wasn't that interested in season 5, because I was on IMDb when they had the message boards. They ceased to exist anymore because they shut them down. But I was on there, and usually sometimes people are nice people on there, and they put spoilers. So if you go over and highlight it, then it comes up. Well, somebody was just an asshole, and I clicked on one of them, and it gave episode by episode detail what happened. Like, it was just like,
I had this. I had the season five finale ruined
yeah,
for
me. You remember you telling me about that?
Yeah, I was
but
not happy about that.
I saw that, and I was like, oh. Okay, and I knew, and then I was just like, never again, I'm not doing any of that shit.
Fuck that, man. Spoilers
but, I mean, it's going to shape up to be a good episode, I think, because with the way that, you know, the preview, 30-second preview trailer and stuff like that from last week.
Yeah, because this is what, episode 4, you said?
After this, there's only
three
left.
More.
And
three
the
more.
Last, I think the last two, maybe? Or I know the last one's definitely an hour and a half. So, okay. So technically, if you were to do an hour and a half for episode 6 and episode 7, that's technically another episode. So we're getting 8 episodes, essentially.
Yeah.
But we'll see what's going on with, you know, Game of Thrones next week, because we're all caught up now. We did, episode by episode, so we can just go on episode 4. That's pretty much all for TV I have right now. American Horror Story get released theirs, and they're doing Cult.
Yeah, Cult.
It's coming out on my birthday, September 5th, which is a month away.
And then there's that. We can talk about that Room 104
real
quick.
If you want to dabble.
You showed me the trailer. I thought it looked awesome. Watch the first episode. Shite. I thought the first episode was predictable. I don't know. I mean, I feel like there was nothing.
We were talking about this. We were texting and stuff like that. It's a half an hour episode, and it should be an hour. So they should give you more backstory about the characters, because they just went in and just like, all right, this girl's babysitting this kid in a hotel room.
Yeah, but there's like nothing to it. It's simply like you're just thrown right into the people.
Which
in the room.
It should be an hour, and they should.
The second episode a lot better. The second episode, like, I'm really curious because I didn't realize that like one of the creators of the show was like the guy from the League.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's the Duplass brothers.
Oh, okay.
So I think Dave was telling me the guy that plays Pete.
Oh, yeah,
is that his name?
Pete.
So
yeah, because he's in one of the episodes, I think.
Yeah, he's one of the later episodes. And like the second episode was like fucking funny.
It, yeah,
like, it was, I don't know if it was like intentionally funny or like supposed to be funny. So I'm not sure what exactly the tone they're going for these shows are. Because like the first one was like clearly like a horror suspense kind of thing. And the second one was like definitely kind of like a comedy thriller kind of thing. So I don't know what tone they're shooting for.
Unless it's just all mixed in the one.
Yeah, but I'm still going to watch it because like it's not going to kill. It's like I say, it's 26 minutes. So I can deal with that. I'm sure that at some point there'll be one that I really enjoy. But it was like I had higher hopes for it. I thought it was going to be better. But it's still worth checking out, I guess.
I mean, it should be an hour an episode, but
it should be an hour. Oh, Christ. Excuse me. Ugh. Fucking, you think I just had a cup of coffee? It should be an hour, but like I don't think they'd have the ability to write a whole story for an hour. It's because even these 26 minute things seem like they were really rushed.
Yeah,
like they were just trying to get the story out and done.
Yeah, I am actually rewatching The League in hopes to get for our fantasy football. So I think I started it like last week. I'm already four.
We watched a couple episodes last.
Four seasons in. And there's seven, I think. But I just started season four. What else? Oh, I watched the first episode of The Leftovers because a buddy of mine, Zach.
I've been wanting to watch that. Me and David were talking about
the first episode was really good. So
I definitely want to. I think there's like four or five HBO shows I really want to watch
something
right
else. I think I'm gonna watch. You know, after Game of Thrones, or you know, when you get something to catch up on. But that's all I got for TV. Any music news?
I think we talked about Tyler's album, didn't we? Was there anything else in music news? I feel like there was. We talked about Jay-Z's album too, didn't we?
Yeah, way before.
I thought for sure there was something with music I wanted to talk about, but I can't fucking remember.
I was going
to
say, there's nothing that off the top of my head. Then.
Yeah, no. Because I remember we talked about Tyler. We talked about Lana Del Rey's album. Mm-hmm. No, I guess no music for me.
Nothing. I'm just trying to see if anything's coming up. Any new albums coming up. Nope. Video game news, I don't really have anything. The only things that I really want to hit on is Madden. Madden's coming out the 25th of August.
Something like that.
It's a Friday right before our draft. EA Access, you can play it on the week before. But the thing that I'm kind of put back by is there's no gameplay. They just had like a gameplay trailer, but it was all like cutscenes and stuff like that. It's not like in-game footage. They haven't put out anything. There was one leaked video, and that was it.
I don't know why they would.
But
do
I don't
that.
Know if they're scared because with the Frostbite engine and stuff like that, because it's the new engine, new, you know, they're doing like.
Oh, it's different. I thought,
on. But I don't know what's going on with that. Hopefully, you know, it's going to be good when it comes out. It's going to be released a week from Thursday. So we'll see with that. And then, did you know the guys from Saints Row come out with a new game?
It's
called Agents of Mayhem. It's like a superhero, like. It's like Saints Row, but like with superheroes.
That sounds cool.
It's coming out, I think, the 15th. I think it's a Tuesday.
I'm like, August?
Yeah, it's coming out, yeah.
Oh, shit.
I just saw it in the flyer and family video, and I was like, oh, shit.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
Yeah, so look up some videos or whatever on that on YouTube. NBA Live, actually, they dropped the huge bombshell.
I saw that,
NBA's
yeah.
now in 2K. Or not 2K,
NBA. I see they're taking the same road FIFA did.
Yeah, exactly. So. We'll see how that goes with NBA Live because apparently it's going to be better than what it was before. So hopefully they get, you know, some competitive with 2K. So we'll see with that. NHL, the demo came out. That was really fun. 3-on-3 is really fun. So we'll see when that's released at a later date. I think in September. Sports news, Penguins, nothing really there. Still Stanley Cup champions last time I checked. Pirates are 4.5 games back. They walked off today. Welcome back, Sean S. Rod. You know, it's typical Pirates with you, but take it as it is. But we're 4 games back, so Cubs keep losing, we keep winning, we, you know, catch up to them. And then the Steelers. Steelers
full
are in swing
town.
In training camp. Everything's going pretty well. Injuries have not been that bad of costliness to us. We'll see when the games start. But hopefully everybody stays healthy for the season when the season kicks off on September 10th. What are you doing with your microphone?
I don't know.
You're going to fuck it all up. Just like I did, other week.
It's fine.
They had their practice under the lights on Friday. Got a little bit of rain on. And then they're practicing actually at Heinz Field tonight. So
I saw that.
Family night or family fest. So we'll see. A little bit, you know, once the Steelers get in the swing of things and the games come on, we can give a little bit more insight. You're tired.
I don't know why. I just fucking had a full cup of coffee. I'm not tired. I'm just yawning. It's fucking annoying.
I yawn. I had to throw a little pun in there.
Fucking hate you. That was stupid.
Yeah, once we get the preseason games and stuff, we can give us some feedback and more stuff on that. TJ, you want to wrap it up here? We're actually under an hour right now, so.
Really?
Yeah, wrap it up.
Alrighty. Hello, everyone. This is TJ. I'm here to tell you what you should do. First of all, you should follow us on Twitter at the pop pop. Fuck. You should follow us at the pop underscore pod. Any questions, anything you want us to talk about, any complaints, concerns, preferably compliments, email us at the pop pod. At the pop pod at gmail.com. We are still taking donations. The donation page can be found on our Twitter and on our Facebook page. Follow our personal Twitter accounts. TJ Dovey. You can find me at T Dovey.
And I think it's funny because our Twitter names, yours is at T Dovey and mine is at Z Kenley.
That was never a planned thing. That was just we have fucking great last names. That's what it is. Dovey and Kenley are perfect last names.
Add it.
And like Mr. Z Kenley said, you can follow him on Twitter at Z Kenley. Check out the Pod Pod on YouTube. We have some of our Let's Plays up, and we also have our May 4th episode up finally. There's going to be some other stuff coming up there soon.
Keep on the lookout.
Yeah,
subscribe,
just keep an eye out.
Notification, the bell or whatever.
Yeah, make sure to like and subscribe and share with all your friends and tell them how wonderful we are.
How funny we are.
How beautiful
how
we are. How lovely
how
we are.
The show is.
How
exquisite this show is.
Exquisite is a good word. How rambunctious.
And how we'll be back next week. So thank you guys for listening.
Oh, this is a fucking tape thing?
The tape.
Oh, we just thought it was a fucking little helmet.
Nope. But you ruined my little segue. Because I was going to say,
interesting.
And how we will be back next week. So thank you guys for listening. This has been episode 16 of the Pop Podcast. We will see you guys next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.